When storms brew.
The eye wall.
Batten down the hatches.
Only one station can get you the right information.
Make sure you're executing your plan now.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Stay alert.
We get storms in October.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
All righty. Here we go. It's another day in paradise. Also another Groundhog Day, I guess you could say, as Hurricane Milton bearing down on us. It is 6:09, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling. And yeah, the whole state's going to be trashed after this thing hits. Good news, though. Your update from Radiant Credit Union, and as we continue to follow the path of Milton, Category 4 now. Actually, wind speed coming down a little bit. It's still huge and powerful, but oh my God, what? Did it get up to 180? Did it go that high? I know it passed 175.
It's a made a Cat 5.
I mean, that's 175, you know what that is?
What's that?
That's a tornado. That's on that. That's like the EF3 scale or whatever.
That's a lot of wind.
Yeah. That's think about it. Devastating, and it wouldn't just be a gust. Those are sustained winds.
Man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look, I don't need to overhype it. I think the people are reacting to this extremely appropriately. Clearly, people are leaving areas of the coast, as we can see by the interstate I-75 northbound is going to be challenging. Yes. I just want to say that challenging because it can't handle the amount of traffic. That's issue number one. Issue number two is people are nervous. They get a lot on their mind. It's bumper to bumper. You're going to have these little fender benders, which is going to slow things down even more. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have family that is coming from the West Coast, let's say from Naples up the coast all the way into the Tampa Bay area, you might want to suggest, and again, it's still not going to be a fun, easy trip, but taking sort of what I would call the back roads. I know from like the Tampa Bay area, you can take that toll road that comes out of there and, you know, dumps you out near 19, or you can come inland. But I would be looking for all different alternative routes, and you can pass that along to family and friends that may be coming your way, because if you're in our listing area, we're in better shape than a lot.
Yeah, at I-75 already, we've had some issues. There was an accident near Gainesville, south of Williston Road. That was backing things up. And now we're seeing an abandoned vehicle in Marion County, I-75 north, beyond 371. Left shoulder is blocked. Now, isn't that the one they use for a driving lane this situation?
Yes, so, yep. They were using it. I don't know if they allow the use of that at nighttime.
Ah, okay.
But yeah,
just
be
aware of it.
It is going to be. It just is going to be a mess, and that's why we try to give people a heads up and get them to react early.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it's like coming off some of the barrier islands in some of those areas?
Goodness, no.
It's and some a lot of those are two lane roads that get you anywhere. So
I got a quick note here. Yeah, the wind speed was 180 yesterday.
That is just I don't know that I can recall, at least in recent memory. A storm of that kind of speed that was threatening a landmass.
People, I know they're stressed. They were driving crazy yesterday.
That's what you were saying.
I was coming through Gainesville. Sirens just everywhere. And I saw a couple of accidents. And people are first off, it was raining. They're taking chances. They're edgy. They're making really bad decisions. And so if you don't have to be going out and about, just stay away because people are on edge.
We'll connect with Mark Sexton, communications director, Alachua County. He'll give us kind of lay of the land, if you will. Now, Marion County, if this thing continues on its path, they're kind of they could be in that danger zone. They could suffer, if you're in Marion County, you could suffer hurricane-level winds. Not that it's going to be nice anywhere else, but that tends to be kind of that divider area where if you're north of there, you might be in a little better shape. But again, this thing could still move, could wobble.
Yeah.
And now they pushed it back a little bit, even though it sped up. It's moving east to northeast at 12 miles an hour. You remember they were saying just last night, 8 to 9 o'clock Wednesday night.
Right.
And I almost always do this. But anyway, landfall looks like it'll probably be very early Thursday. They're saying 1 a.m. I mean, take it for what it's worth. The only reason it even really matters to me is...
We'll be coming to work.
I'll be driving from Keystone at 4 a.m., kind of about the time it's... I was going to just try to, like streamline right into the to the eye of it
and just
have clear sailing the whole way.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, but it's going the wrong way.
Oh.
Yeah.
No consideration.
I'm telling you. Seriously, folks, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe. Relax. Don't be stressed. You know what? Anxiety never solved a problem ever that I'm aware of.
And we try.
Oh, yeah.
We try to use anxiety every day.
We're a couple of anxious fellas. So, yeah, and I know it's hard. Look, we have to talk about it. We do it for a matter of, you know, public safety, and and you know, we have a license for the Federal Communications Commission, and we're supposed to serve the public need. Mm-hmm. And right now, the public needs to know what is going on. Trust me, I don't want to burn anybody out on it, because then you tend to unplug, and then you're not aware of any changes that may be coming to, you know, with the storm. I know that happened with family. Hurricane Charlie took that right turn right up into Charlotte Harbor, and things changed in a hurry. Luckily, we've got old Bobby on the radio taking care of him, looking over for him and calling him and
saying, go!
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. We do have things to talk about. Trump and some folks celebrating what is the Trumpster, including the Hulkster.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's coming up. So we've got some good stuff, some fun stuff, but we are going to stay on top of it and keep you informed as well. All right? 6:16, you're tuned to News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.